please wait. That's the message millions of Americans got when they tried to shop for health coverage on the federal government's new insurance website. A series of glitches, delays, and crashes kept people from getting to state exchanges as well. NPR's Elise Hugh reports.
When Texas insurance agent Travis Middleton tried to log on to healthcare.gov, the new federal site to enroll in health coverage, this is what he encountered.
Please wait. We have a lot of visitors on our site right now.
So he waited.
Just refreshed, and we've still got the same website note.
He's not alone. The technological system powering the new healthcare marketplace is the first of its kind like this. Nothing similar exists anywhere in the world.
Systems of this scale are very difficult. You know, Facebook wasn't built in a day.
Frank Fabraro is the chief technology officer for the company Phase 2 Technology. He's not working on the marketplace, but he's built systems before for the White House and Homeland Security. Fabraro says this exchange system is particularly hard because it has to fetch data from so many agencies to find out which plans and tax credits consumers qualify for.
So when you have so many people hitting the site all at the same time, each asking a request that is basically unique, you require a lot of horsepower to process all of that for each individual.
So what all's involved? A few things at once. 16 states built their own insurance exchange sites. The federal government is running its healthcare.gov site for states without their own exchanges. And programmers created a massive federal data hub. That hub is the system that computers talk to link up with agencies like the IRS, Social Security, and Homeland Security to verify who you are and your income as you sign up for coverage. All of that needs to happen within seconds.
It also takes a long time to answer that request, so things start to stack up pretty quick.
But like the Texan, Travis Middleton, a lot of folks didn't even get that far.
We're still blocked out. We can't even log in at this point.
The system was swamped, and the administration blames high traffic for the long wait times and crashes. Marilyn Tavener heads the agency overseeing the exchange system.
So we did two things. We added capacity, and we made some adjustments to the system to handle that, and I think you'll find it much improved today.
But most of the real work of this is in the hands of contracted computer programmers. Frank Fabraro, the tech officer with government experience, says the coders are likely working around the clock.
It's such a difficult time, especially, you know, if you're involved building these systems and the car's screaming down the highway and there's pieces falling off of it. It's really tempting to panic and start making lots of changes and hopes. And the only thing that I could recommend is to be calm.
That's the message from the government, too.
We're in a marathon, not a sprint, and we need your help.
You have until the end of March 2014 to enroll. The agency says the sites should be running more smoothly between now and then. Elise Hugh, NPR News.
This is NPR News.